Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
The Super Bowl.
Casey.
I didn't because you told me to put the sparkles on my nails.
I'm sorry.
You told me to do the sparkles. I told you not to do the sparkles, and you told me to do it. It was pretty. And I said, let me wear my Aaron Rodgers jersey. You said no.
Yeah.
So plus, all of our teams suffer horrible defeats. So I know how I feel when my team loses, especially on certain plays, just mess you up. When they blocked that punt, and are you just – I'm not rubbing it in. I just – because I've been in that situation. Are you just so pissed?
I'm not pissed. I just –
Because your special teams suck, man.
Defeated. Is, yeah. I wasn't like, mad. I was just like, well, there it is. That's – yeah.
But that doesn't happen. I'm not sure the Niners win that game.
No, probably not.
They're not really driving and scoring.
No,
you know? Yeah,
no,
yeah.
They weren't. No.
In the future, when that happens, I'd like your first thought to be: I should probably call Todd. make sure he's awake to enjoy all this.
Oh, you missed that totally.
Well, at that point, you've missed the fun.
So,
were you tired? Partied out?
Yeah, I think I started early. I'd gotten up early that day and started about 5. So
I can't believe you weren't up for that game. I can't believe you weren't awake for that game.
Well,
I understand why you fell asleep.
Right.
I get it. Drinking all day makes you fall asleep. I do that.
Woke up at the very end.
Okay. Oh, you did see the end. Okay, got it.
I did see the final result.
All right.
And I went to bed happy.
Right.
Now, after so many of those playoff collapses,
expect it, right?
There was a level of dread going into the weekend already. Yeah. Like, no, this could very well not turn out good, and it didn't. Uh-huh. And it's like, oh, okay, there it is. They tied it up. Now, and they get the ball back with like 4 minutes. Yep, they're going to drive down and get a field goal.
It's no different than any other fan. Yeah. There's always a level of dread watching your team in a big game.
But it's happened a lot.
Yeah, he's 10. He's like 10 and 11 in playoff games.
Yeah.
I saw that.
And this is twice now going in with the number one seed and then just S in the bed in the division round.
Right.
Couldn't happen to a better guy.
That's the problem. If you're a Packer fan and you're actually responsible, got vaccinated, no, he's wrong about that. The vitriol towards the Packers, towards him, which leads to the Packer vitriol, is because of his stance.
I think his loss made America happy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at Twitter.
It was a relief.
Whoa. Twitter's national, and it's just everybody hates him. Everybody hates
him on Twitter.
Wait, and Twitter's national?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's what makes
worldwide, actually.
Worldwide. But here's what makes me mad about this, and I understand that people get paid to suck NFL ass, and that is ESPN. And they did a whole thing yesterday morning on ESPN, just sitting around just licking him. Nobody, how about one person just say, you know what? People were really not happy with him because of his stance. But not one guy says that.
Oh, they didn't address any of that. Really?
Not in that ESPN circle. Not once.
Well, that would get in the way of slurping.
Right.
Well, it would also go against ESPN's corporate.
They can't talk about
let's talk about sports and let's leave that stuff.
No, they talk about stuff like that. When he first did it, ESPN talked. When he missed that game and came out, they talked about it then.
Yeah. But it's not in the headlines now.
I think you know the headline is everybody hates the guy. You ignore the elephant in the room. Sports stations do because they can't talk about it.
Right. They're talking about COVID and every other aspect when it cancels games, when there's a violation of COVID protocol, blah, blah, blah. But not when it comes to this.
And it's not just Rodgers. Anybody gets in trouble, they just ignore it happens. We said this for years. They ignore that Ray Lewis might have murdered people. Just ignore it. The whole world knows he did it.
Yeah. They kiss Brady's ass all the time, too. People hate him for different reasons.
They hate him for different reasons.
But they still they don't acknowledge that there's a lot of people that don't like
him. That's my problem. Just acknowledge it. Mm-hmm. Just acknowledge that the people watching you are not just you inside radio people. I'm not inside sports.
I'm not defending Rodgers in the least. No. I just want to know what's the acceptable level then? How often do they have to mention it for it to be okay with you?
No, one guy just stand up and say, listen, you know what? A lot of people were happy he lost last night. Because that's what everybody was talking about.
Oh, that'll be on the first takes and those types of shows. The countdown show where they're pregame, they're just focused on the game.
No, you can acknowledge he's a polarizing figure at this point. That's all you have to say.
All you got to say that. But they got Teddy Bruschi on there, and those guys all suck ass. I mean, they're good what they do, but I think there's a man, and who knows what Hasselbeck feels like because he's a freak.
Yeah,
you know.
But I'm just saying there's no new information there for them to rehash.
At that point,
they're just beating a dead horse.
One person say a lot of people were happy he lost last night.
Hasselbeck just feels like he wishes his wife would let him watch some porn every once in a while. That's what he feels like.
He's got a burner phone.
Especially looking at Sam Ponder. Holy hell, man. Yesterday, she was like, she's always gorgeous, but God. Yeah.
And then there's her husband at home just being on her leash.
Yeah.
What does he do now?
I assume whatever she says.
Yeah.
Because she's the one bringing in the paycheck.
Yeah. He made his money in the NFL. He's good looking. That's how he got that crap. He's good looking.
I don't know how much money he made in the NFL.
He did okay.
He didn't last that long.
He wakes up with that every morning. He made it. He made it, man.
Yeah. Those pregame shows suck.
They do. I don't watch them, but I was on a little bit yesterday.
I had one on yesterday. They had Steve Mariucci. Like, I love when they, you know, all these guys are like, oh, hey, what's this play look like? And there's four of them. He's like throwing a ball to Rich Eisen. I'm like, that doesn't look like it. Like, what are you doing?
Yes.
Like, that really helps me understand how offensive football works.
I do not like that when they're actually in their suits out on a big area.
And then you'll take a crossing round.
And they have the girl hanging out there with her script, and she's moving out. I'll play defense.
Okay.
It would lend a little more credibility if they took their dress shoes off.
Yeah.
Maybe put some sneakers on.
Yeah, but even that, whatever.
Well, for those shows, it has to be hard to keep viewers because I turned away because they're like, now
I
going to go.
I do not
now
watch
we go,
game
you know, into the locker
like
room
kickoffs.
With
I like kickoffs.
Josh Allen. And I'm like, screw that guy. I'm not watching this. I don't care what makes him tick.
No, I like kickoffs. That's about it. You're right. I leave it on in the background a lot, like Puss says. You leave it on.
Yeah, it's just noise.
But, yeah.
If they start talking about something that I care about, then I'll turn it up and pay attention. But if not, it's on.
And now I just get overload. I'm going to watch 4 hours of football anyway.
Sometimes 8 hours.
I don't need five.
The past two weekends, it's been
eight a day.
20 hours of football each weekend.
Because you realize time is growing thin. There's only so many of those days left.
Yeah, at least we got Saturday off next week. God, so much football.
Yeah, but you know every one of us is going to be sitting around Saturday afternoon going, there's just nothing to do.
I wish there was a game.
I wish there was a game on.
Rams, Chiefs.
Rams, Bengals.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
Well, no, I'm just saying I think it's going to be Rams, Chiefs.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. I think it's going to be Rams.
I don't know. I think that could go either way. That could be a good game.
I need to look into how the Bengals put the stripes on the helmets before that game on Sunday, because that's all I think about when they play. Like, are they stickers? Is it paint? What do they do? Because it doesn't look like, if it is decals, like, none of them ever come off or anything.
They don't look consistent?
The pros.
They look very consistent.
Oh, yeah. I think they're painted on.
Oh, yeah. And they have really expensive helmets.
I'm going to have to figure that out so I could, you know, think about something else.
Yeah. There's not, like, painting them in arts and crafts class or anything.
Who else had meatloaf, Craig?
Some of the other players that had meatloaf in our dead pool include, but are not limited to, no.
Can I read that?
Yeah, tell Jesus what to do with a bong.
All right.
That's a horrible
Jesus.
Thing. Yeah. The deuce is on the table gets a hit.
I like that one.
As does the only good packer.
What are they? What is the only good packer?
A dead packer.
and the Rim Reaper.
I like that.
Yeah.
Ooh, throwing Grandpa on the grill gets a hit.
Well, I don't like the Reaper part, but the Rim part.
As does Todd Fudd, Hunter of Fwidges.
That's a brilliant name.
Todd and Tyler's Dong Futures gets a hit,
yes.
As does Todd's Butt Pharmacy.
What's that from?
His butt.
I know.
Putting drugs up your butt?
Yeah, I don't know.
Where's that come from?
I have no idea.
Your propensity to ask, can we put that up the, you know, can we take that anally?
Maybe we have
with every drug?
It's not always Todd that asks that, though.
Well, so. In this guy's eyes, it is. Them.
Okay.
It's strictly suppositories. Right.
Yeah, barely.
But that's an Advil. I don't care.
Well, it's
going up the butt. If you're Todd's Butt Pharmacy, let us know where you got that from.
And Todd,
this is a job.
Let me know if my prescriptions are ready.
This is a job.
And Todd's Star Trek seminar gets a hit.
Yeah.
See, I'm not really that much of a Star Trek seminar.
Yeah, the nerds would say, you're wrong.
To us, you are.
The first manifestation, the original Star Trek series. Beyond that, I really didn't watch. No. Is there another one coming out now? I keep seeing that.
There's one on Paramount that's
called Picard.
Yeah. It's,
and that's new.
Patrick Stewart's back.
That's the second season, I think, of that.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. I started watching. There's a new episode that came out last night. I didn't watch because the game was on. I think it's called Somebody Somewhere. Bridget Everett.
What's it about?
It's about her. Like, she ends up back. She lives in Kansas and she like doesn't really fit in, but she's really, really funny.
What's it on?
It's on HBO.
Oh, HBO. Okay, yeah.
Called what?
I think it's called Somebody Somewhere or Somebody Someplace.
It's good? Okay.
Yeah.
I need something new.
She's really funny. Hold she's on. The one who was on, she's friends with Bobcat.
Okay.
And so that episode of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee where Seinfeld was crapping all over Bobcat, that's her.
Oh, it's
her.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, got it. All right. Tell that guy.
He ain't thinking about bitterness.
Yeah.
I know.
Seinfeld is... You know what?
He's hung on to that for a while.
It's $1 billion.
He's worth $1 billion.
Bobcat.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here's a story, and I don't know what the... number is on this. I just can't find it anywhere. An 8-year-old son of the late former governor of Louisiana, Edwin Edwards, the 8-year-old son of his, is the sole heir to everything his father owned. That kid's 8. The father is in his 90s now.
Whoa.
Well, he's dead. But he was in his
90s. He knocks him out when he's in his 80s?
Yeah.
Not even just, that's just dust at that point.
Yeah.
What's yeah. Going 86 like, years like LeBron between the father and son.
How much?
86 years.
Wow.
He was 86 when the kid popped out.
Oh my God. My dad was 86.
And so the guy.
You know, cradling an infant.
He would have said hell with that.
You think by that point it'd be like LeBron before a game. It's like, poof, it's all powder.
Yeah, but still some.
It only takes one.
Still some DNA in that powder.
It only takes one.
Maybe she just kept up there clapping her legs
bunch
in the air.
Of dry heaves.
There was no surrogate, no donor. This was natural.
I don't know.
Yeah. At 86 years of age?
I don't know. I'm talking about what the kid gets, not how the kid got.
We'll eventually get to that. But let's talk about this guy getting laid at 86 and actually knocking some chick up.
All right.
Not just getting laid.
You know, doggy, it's a boy, you know.
Impregnating a woman at 86.
Yeah.
Yes!
Well, yeah, because you wouldn't want him on top. You wouldn't really, like, would he crack his hip if he's on the bottom?
Did that stick to the tape?
Hold that. That's why I stayed quiet. That's why I stayed quiet. So he kept going down the bagging the old manhole. I kept thinking, he's going to keep going, isn't he? So I'm going to keep quiet.
Yeah, it did start to feel ominous.
Everybody's shutting
pretty
up.
Quiet.
If it gets quiet for that long, you've said something.
Yeah, it's if you're troubling. Pounding, you're right. If you are riding him, no, I'm sticking to the, he's starting to crack.
Yeah.
The other way around, hips his knees are going to give out. Yeah, I don't know. We're just trying to picture an 87-year-old man. How old was the woman that had the baby? At least in her 30s, probably.
Well, she was, let's see, she was 32 when they married.
Good pull, dude.
Yeah.
They began their relationship as pen pals in prison.
Oh, he was in prison because he's a governor of somewhere. He's either in prison. Yeah.
Like a conjugal
Louisiana.
Prison?
Yeah, Louisiana, exactly. Louisiana or Illinois. They always go to prison.
He did four terms as governor from the 70s into the 90s and spent 8 years in federal prison for racketeering.
Okay.
And he was serving a prison sentence, and he met what would be the current wife, mm-hmm. Trina. And he married her when she was 32.
Oh, he's a current wife. Why is the kid the sole heir and not her?
Or his other three kids?
Oh, yeah. I went to the store. Oh, I figured he probably had more than the other three. Okay. What's the story?
He's got four kids.
He put them in the will.
One with her, and the kid, the 8-year-old, gets everything.
So the adult kids he hates right now,
he's
probably.
He's like Richie Rich.
Yeah. Now, two of them knew they weren't getting anything and didn't care.
What about her?
Yeah, but then there was another one. That wanted it, and she is, we don't know.
Oh.
I haven't seen it in any of the things.
Wonder how much it is,
Yeah, I was looking for that, and I didn't see anything.
That kid's going to buy all the fruit snacks.
Yep.
The fourth kid's going to challenge it, and then the other two are fine with that fourth one challenging it, but they apparently don't need it, and you go ahead. But
my favorite part is like one of the adult children trying to intimidate the 8-year-old. It gets in his face, gets on his knees, and then gets on his face.
And he's got lawyer money.
Yeah.
He's got more lawyer money than you.
Yeah, but even mom got nothing.
That's what I mean.
Wow.
Well, mom's taking care of the kids, so she's going to get something.
Or they show up at recess and make the throat slash gesture and stuff.
What's she look like?
She's an attractive woman.
I bet she is, man.
Trina.
How old was she?
And he was a bag of bones when he died?
He was in his 90s.
Yeah.
She's into flappy jowls.
And she's how much younger?
She was 32 when they married years ago. She's probably in her 40s
now. I was just trying to figure out if there was any more information on how he got her pregnant, but it did mention
sex.
And even 50 years
we'll have
his, store, his junior.
We'll talk with Puss here in a second.
Yeah. We got to have the talk.
50 years junior.
50 years. And even 50 years.
All right.
Listen, I'm going to have to take you out on the boat, and we're going to have to have a talk. And I'm going to show you a video you and your mom made. Me and your mom. That's what it is.
That's better.
It's me and your mom.
Why is there a boat?
That actually got better.
Why are you taking them out on the boat? That's weird.
That's that T-Mobile commercial.
That's it. Oh, that's
right. That's where you have the talk.
But they're not having sex.
And then you show them the video.
Right. That started out real weird, Todd.
Oh, I guess the mom gets half the house, but that's it.
And
she's
got
to live somewhere.
You stay on your side of the house, mom.
Yeah, 8-year-old, stay there.
This is my side.
Yeah.
The
new wife actually had the old guy's body exhumed and cremated. Not sure why on that deal. You know, that's
really
always.
Just to prove a point.
Dig up and burn his ass.
Just because she can, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, that's suspicious. It might mean nothing, but it is suspicious.
Yeah, it is very suspicious.
And his name was Ed Edwards?
Yeah.
Edwin Edwards.
Still.
So, yes, yeah. Ed Edwards.
That's stupid.
That is.
Ed.
Looking through his Wikipedia page, there's his early indictments. Later scandals.
He made it the 92.
Conviction. Yeah, apparently he did a lot of stuff, and few of it was legal.
Yeah, well, if you're a Louisiana politician.
Well, if they ask, we'll ask John Paul about him. John Paul probably knows everything about this dude.
He probably enjoyed some pecker cheese with him.
That guy, a lot of pecker cheese. He was 86 up. That's all he. That's all he was. Is that? Did you? Did you orgasm? No, it's pecker cheese. I think. Enjoy your cheese this morning, by the way. After that conversation, somebody's spreading some cream cheese on a bagel right now.
Yeah.
Bagels. We're not a good show to eat to. Although we're always hungry.
It's odd.
We talked about sharding tapeworms earlier was a Deadpool name. People enjoyed that.
Good mascot, too.
Yep. The sharding tapeworms.
Sharding tapeworms. Mm. Right.
I had a guy email me over the weekend asking about that one that we wouldn't say last week.
I got a ton of those.
Yeah,
did you answer any of them?
I responded to a couple of them, but the one guy was like, he's like, I've been thinking about it forever. I got to know. I email him the name back. He's like, I was wrong. I didn't need to know that. No, I did not.
Yeah, I don't think you know how horrible people can be, because that was a bad, horrible name.
I told him, I said, look, it takes a lot to gut punch this room.
Yeah,
and that one did.
Yeah.
To a man, we all went, ooh.
I saw it show up on one of the fan pages.
Oh, it did?
One of us must have responded to somebody.
Yeah, I've gotten a few calls and
stuff. They went and posted it.
What was the comments in the fan page?
Oh, knee. They all took a knee.
Yeah.
We're not surprised.
That's brutal. Thank you.
It's the Deadpool.
We love you, listeners. Yeah, but that's sad, too. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.